That's the conclusion of the wrong defense. That and Bible, table, ball. You need a living voice. Books don't speak for themselves. Texts don't speak for themselves. Language doesn't speak for itself. All you can get out of that are opinions. And when you can have tremendous controversies over the tiniest word in the English language, IS, what are you going to do when you have a subject that is present? It's hopeless. And hope was hopeless from the very beginning. All you can say is private interpretation based upon a book, you're lost. Unless you bring in some kind of private revelation, which they did not bring in. But if you do, then you're in worse trouble. So we come back. You see, the belief in the hubris, it's a belief, it's faith. It isn't something you can prove positively in theory. Oh, I like to be praying this before people have really done it. But it's absurd, it's ridiculous. As the Christ said very simply, sight, touch, taste, indeed, are each deceived. In other words, the Christ is saying you can't attach this thing to your senses. Of course you can. Unless you reject the validity of your senses, and that is the worst thing that ever happened. You have made knowledge impossible then. But you're only not that to the external world of those five senses, or the equivalent thereof. So this text, remember this. What amazes me, a complete astonishment, is the way the early reformers put their whole conviction on a simple sentence stated from the Bible. They didn't seem to appreciate the force of time. Because when we come to this matter of use, if this is what just happened in the last supper, it's what our Lord said on more than one occasion. It's what he promised. It's what he did. And then what were the consequences? What did St. Paul think about the Eucharist? You have to put it all together. But it doesn't come up with an empirical certitude. It doesn't come up with a conclusion of an experiment or a series of experiments. It is an act of faith. And therefore, it's a matter of credibility. That's the issue of credibility. And whom do you believe? A book? You're lost, God. That's all you have. You're lost. Bible, Babel, book. Christ never gave us a book. The first disciples went out to Samaria and gave the first 1,000 of Judas. They were passing out pamphlets. They didn't have a clear opportunity. Back to the book of God. Gave them.